Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mix 105.1. I'm Susie. And today I'm so thrilled to be speaking with spokesperson Laura Sells, manager, show director for Universal Creative Development Entertainment. We're going to talk all about Universal and what it has to offer for the holidays, right, Laura?
Sure. Universal Orlando's in full holiday swing from the holiday parade at Universal Studios, which has larger-than-life balloons with our collaboration with Macy's. And then, of course, at London and Diagon Alley, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter has magical, beautiful decorations, and the Celestina Warbeck Show has some special holiday tunes. Then when we jump over to Islands of Adventure, the Grinchmas Holiday Spectacular is back with a large stage, bigger than it's ever been. And then, of course, at the Wizarding World in Hogsmeade, decorations don every building over there, as well as the magic of Christmas at Hogwarts Castle is, you know, kind of wraps up our night during the holiday season.
Now, with the Hogsmeade and Diagon Alley, I know everybody was so excited when they saw that there was going to be that there's snow there already, and everybody's waiting to see all the Christmas decorations, and they're so stoked because this has been like a process for you guys to finally incorporate something with Christmas, right?
Yeah, totally. But, you know, we work with our partners and our intellectual property partners and WB and J.K. Rowling's group. We wanted to take the time to make it so special and so incredibly perfect for those fans. You know, we and our fans notice every little detail, and we wanted to make sure all those details were exactly what we wanted and what the fans wanted. So we were really excited last year to put it out there for the fans to see.
Now, definitely this year I went to go see the show on the actual Hogwarts school. And how did that idea come up? And you know, how does it really immerse you into the movie?
Well, I mean, the movie has there are holiday elements throughout the movies, you know, that are just beautiful and magical. And I think with the projection mapping on the side of the Hogwarts school was something we really wanted to do, something that we knew could turn that whole space into something more magical than we've ever seen before, and especially incorporating all those holiday elements that were interspersed through all the films was something we wanted to bring all together. And, you know, it is truly magical.
Definitely. Now, I love the fact that Universal not only does it in just one area, but they do it in most areas in throughout the parks. And Grinchmas has been around for quite some time now, and so it's back again this year, correct?
Totally. The Grinchmas Holiday Spectacular has been around, I believe, I'd have to check my facts, since 2001. I've been a part of Grinchmas for almost that entire time.
Wow.
And you know how Grinchmas has evolved and how it's become definitely a tradition for our guests. Is something awesome that we love. And it's been a tradition for my family as well as, you know, I know many of our Universal families. So being able to bring that show back and being able to, you know, elevate and make the stage a lot bigger and bringing the Grinch more closer to our guests was something we were really excited to do, as well as, you know, there's a lot of new decorations in Seuss Landing with the LED trees at the entrance of Seuss Landing,
mm-hmm.
As well as Who's. You know, you're totally immersed once you enter Seuss Landing.
And I know that's such a famous movie now, especially with the new one that just came out. And I know a lot of people were going to want to reintroduce for their young ones. So this could possibly be like a yearly tradition for many Florida residents and as well as just travelers that are coming in from out of town. How do you feel knowing that you've been a part of something this big?
I mean, it's just an awesome feeling that I get the opportunity, you know, to be a part of this tradition, you know, for all of our guests. To be a part of the tradition, to, you know, introducing the new films for the young kids. Also, we can, as parents, reintroduce those classic, the classic TV special, that we can reintroduce the Dr. Seuss book. We can keep these classics living forever, as well as the new products.
Definitely. Now, speaking of classic, I know you guys have partnered with Macy's for quite some time, and skipping over back to Universal Studios, you guys have something new in the parade this year, right? You're not just featuring Macy's floats.
Last year, we opened the Universal Orlando Holiday Parade featuring Macy's. And in that parade, we really got to evolve the holiday parade for Universal Studios, still collaborating with our friends at Macy's on creating one-of-a-kind balloons that you won't see in the Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York, that you'll really only see here at Universal Studios. We were able to really make the floats larger than life and very technologically more advanced than we'd ever done before, as well as incorporate, you know, some of our traditional classic characters like those fun, crazy minions and the Shrek family, the Madagascar friends. You know, that was something we really wanted to do, and I think we got the opportunity to do it, as well as you can't have a holiday parade without Santa. And, you know, we got to evolve that moment, too, with making it snow all through the park. And then, of course, in very much a holiday parade tradition, Santa lights the tree in New York every night.
Wow. And what times are these about? Like, what time does he usually light the tree at night?
The parade steps off at 5:30. So I think by the time Santa makes his way around there, it's about 5:45, 5:50. And then that's during our non-peak time. And then during peak time, I think the parade shifts to around 7:30. But definitely check to see all those show times.
So, Laura, tell us a little bit about the entertainment that we can encounter when we go to Universal.
Well, we have so much to offer. You know, we have our Blues Brothers show that has a holiday twist to it. We have the Barney show that has a little bit of a holiday flair. There's so many holiday overlays to a lot of the offerings we have in Universal Orlando. You know, and then our staples, the Grinchmas Holiday Spectacular, the Magic of Christmas at Hogwarts Castle, and the Universal Holiday Parade. There's so much for everyone to see.
Wonderful. Oh, you know, one of my favorite things that I've discovered a couple of years ago when I went by myself to Universal, oddly enough, one cold night, was hot butter beer.
Oh, it's one of my favorites. It's one of my favorites, and it's something you have to have because it's only around during the holiday season, so you have to try it. You have to have it, and you only get it at that time of year.
Absolutely. Like, I know my brother-in-law, he loved the regular butter beer and the frozen butter beer. And then I was like, listen, you have to try the hot one. You have to. And he's like, I'm going to stick to the original. As soon as I got mine, he did not want to take it. Like, he didn't want to let go of it. He was like, no, this is mine. It's really something different. And are you guys going to be having many different feasts or specialty foods for the holidays aside from that?
Well, we do have the holiday feast, and there's probably a little more hidden gems as you walk around the park, but that you'll have to just come and experience.
Now, Laura, how long are the holidays at Universal Resort going on for?
The holidays are opening at Universal Resorts through January 6th, so you have plenty of time to come on out and plenty of days that, you know, you can break it up into two days so that you're not running from one thing to another. Spend one day at Islands of Adventure, spend one day at Universal Studios. We want you to be fully immersed and really see the full lineup of holidays that we have to offer here at Universal.
Now, I know this is kind of like an awkward question, but what would you say is your favorite out of all of them?
I can't pick because, again, I've been a part of so many of them, and each one of these shows are like, you know, our children. So I like bringing my family here and making it a tradition for my family to come and experience all the holidays at Universal.
And there's so many, so much merchandise now, too, for the holidays as well, and you can get some lovely memorabilia and, you know, some nice shirts and hats and everything that can be all Universal. It's all there as well, right?
Totally. And, you know, every year by a different ornament. I mean, we have the Christmas store year round, but there are a lot of new ornaments that come out during the holidays that are one of a kind and only you can only find them here at Universal.
I love that. That's such a pretty tradition, getting an ornament every single year and just decking your whole tree out in Universal. Wouldn't anybody love that?
I would love that. I do love that.
Ooh, one of my favorite acts in Universal. Tell us a little bit about Mannheim Steamroller and when we can expect to see them.
Mannheim Steamroller, we have more weekend dates than ever before. And again, it's a tradition for us here to have the Mannheim concert plus a little bit of our Grinchmas cast singing live during that concert. Also, we have New Year's Eve. That is a big deal. We have Eve at City Walk, and then we're doing a big New Year's Eve at the Universal Studios with character meet and greets and bands, and it's just a fun night and a family-friendly New Year's Eve for everyone.
Oh, wow. Yeah, see, I didn't even know about that one. I went to Eve once, and it was actually spectacular, and I cannot wait to go again. So if anybody's looking for something for New Year's to do, definitely look that up. And where can everybody get all this information, Laura?
Definitely go to UniversalOrlando.com. You can find all the information for holidays, for New Year's Eve, and for anything else Universal right there.
Laura, thanks so much for joining me today and telling me all about what Universal Orlando Resort has to offer for the holidays.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.